Okay. Gary, thank you for taking us to Daf Lama Beis. We are now in Daf Lama Gimel Amud Aleph. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the top of the page. So the Gemara had asked the question. I was still dealing with this question of when someone is does something that requires them or is mechayev them to pay and is mechayev them to get malchus. So there's some. It becomes this assumption, for the most part, that you're only going to get one or the other, right? And at one point, we assume that Rav Yochanan, or it is true that Rav Yochanan didn't hold like Ula, right? Ula had said a Gezeirah Shava, Tachas Tachas, which taught that you pay money, but you don't get Malkus. You have both, you pay the money, you don't get Malkus, and that was true in all cases of Chayv and Mammon and Malkus. And the Gemara had said the reason he doesn't do so is because then you're going to be mevatel all these other dinim that exist, and therefore their Gemara is not, you know, and that's why he didn't hold like that. So the question then is, and the Gemara responded, that's not true. You know, we have answers for those problems. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara needs a different answer, an explanation. Why is the Rav Yochanan doesn't hold from this Gezeirah Shava, Tachas Tachas, which again, teaches this idea that you pay money but not get malchus in these scenarios. So we're 7 lines from the top of Lama Gimel Amal. So the Gemara says as follows: Amar lechar of Yochanan. Some change it to that Ella of Yochanan. But the bottom line of Yochanan is responding back and explaining why he doesn't use this word tachas and this word tachas twice, the Gzeirah Shava, to give this answer. So he says Amar lechar of Yochanan. When you use the language of tachas asherina, that the man pays because of the fact that he raped this woman, so which is presumably an extra phrase. So what do I need it for? I need it for the ashita of abaye, lichede abaye. Why the amr abaye? Amr kura tachas asherina. What does the pasuk say? Because he paid this woman. Hay tachas asherina mechlal diika boshas upagam. Because this phrase comes to teach me that you pay for boshes and pagam. Rashi says, "Lichad Abaye." If you look at Rashi to the right side of where we are, a little bit further down than where we are in the Gemara, Rashi explains. Yeah, Lichad Abaye b'shili pirkin b'debrachin. Now the Gemara asks later on as follows: Ve'ema. Chamishim Amar Rachmana Mikol Milei. Right, when the Gemara says, when the Torah says that in that situation, that the man who's the honest woman, he should have to pay 50, you know, Chamishim Shekel Kesef. So maybe that includes, that's all inclusive, right? We usually have other things like Boshes Pagam, the embarrassment, the impact on how people look at her, and there's all these different pieces that we pay, right? Things we pay for. And so maybe the Chamishim Kesef is all-inclusive, right? So Rashi says, the Gemara there says, Ve'ema Chamishim Amar Rachmanim Yikol Milei V'Shani Abaye. No, Chamishim Kesef Nizchadshu Tachas Kanas Ha'inoi. The 50 Kesef is for the Kanas of the pain that he causes her. Ava Boshesh Bagam Shehu B'Shar Chovalim Lo Ki Lo Kam. But the din of boshes begam, that's true by any case. You chovel anybody, you hurt somebody, you make them, you embarrass them, and you hurt them. All things you have to pay, so that's not going to be included here. So that's the chiddush. Tachas sheina comes in clear that he has to pay that. You know, that's a separate payment that has to happen there. And that's the reason why he needs the word tachas, and therefore the word tachas is not available for this other gzeirah shava of ula, which would have, you know, taught me that. You pay, but you don't have to get malchus. So fine. So so what's Ula going to do? Doesn't Ula need this drasha also? Ula also has to prove that you're going to have to pay for boshes and pagamo. So Ula nafka lei midirava. No, see, he learned that from Rava. Why? The amarava amarkrava nasa leisha shalchev ima. Again, that phrase is also extra, right? The man who slept with her has to pay. Of course, that's the man. Who else are we talking about? So why is there his hashochev ima? La via nara, to the father of this woman, chamishim kesef. So what do you learn from there? Hanas shchiva chamishim mechlad de ikaboshes begam. The only thing you're paying is the hashochei v'ma. You're only paying for the act of shriva, but there's other things you're going to pay for also. So that's how I know you also pay for boshes and pigam. So the bottom line is that's why Ula is not bothered by this and has his own drasha, and that's why he can still have tachas. I learned that in the case where you have mamon and malchus, you only pay mamon, you don't get malchus. But Rabbi Yochanan was unhappy with that drasha, and therefore he uses tachas. He uses tachas to teach him that, and therefore he doesn't have this other din. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara now is going back. Just gonna kind of like talk about a couple of the examples that we've been talking about. Right? So we're talking about Edom Zomim, we've been talking about Chavala. So we're gonna give kind of a couple of I wouldn't say a step aside. We're still within the same conversation, but talking about some of the specifics of these cases. So the Gemara now says, Rabbi Elazar. Some change into Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Edim Zomimin Mamon Meshame Umilka Lo Lucky. So how do I know that Edim Zomimin pay money? Meaning in a scenario where they're Mechayiv Mamon, so let's say they said, Edim Zomimin said, we saw that Reuven borrowed $10,000 from Shimon. Right? Turns out that's not true. They weren't. Instead of Edom, come and say there's no way you saw that because you were with us at a conference in San Diego and you couldn't have possibly seen that. Right. So now what happens? They have to pay $10,000. But they still also gave false testimony. Right. So they should also be getting malchus. So Rabbi Elazar says Edom Zomim, they pay money in that case, and Milka Lalaki, they don't get malchus. Okay. And why is that? What's the reason why Edom Zomim don't get malchus? Mishum delav b'nei hasra ninu. Why is that? Because the person who's going to get malchus, what do they have to do? They have to get warned first. Warned. Or they have to get a hasra before they go ahead. And if they don't get a warning before they do what they did, so they're not going to get those malchus. So the reason why Edom Zomim never get malchus is because Edom Zomim, by definition, are never able to get a warning. Okay. So the Gemara is going to say, I'm trying to figure out how that's true. So Amar Rabba Teda, Rabba says, okay, but let's see, right? Nisr Bahu Amos, right? Right? When are you gonna give them? Let's explain this, right? Because when are you gonna give them the hasra, right? Nisr Bahu Meikara. If you give them Edos, you give them hasra before, like well before the testimony. Right? Rashi says Meikara. Yom Osha'a Kodem Shiyaidu Haidos. Are you gonna give them an hour before the Edos or a day before the Edos? Right, they're scheduled to come the next day, so they get an email ahead of time. Hashra, I don't know if it works with an email, but I'm just saying they get told ahead of time that we'll see what we based on what we something we say a little later. You can tell me what you think. Maybe they do. Maybe it does work. But the bottom line is they get notified. Just by the way, you're coming in to testify tomorrow. Remember, if you give false testimony because you're trying to get the person to pay, but it turns out that you were with somebody else somewhere else, you weren't there. Just know you're going to be Edom Zomim. Right, so you say fine, give them that hasra. Why can't I give them hasra? Tell them ahead of time.
I mean, there are no challenging witnesses, but you're giving them this warning. That
there's nobody challenging them. Lechara would mean any person who's showing up to give testimony should be reminded. There's such a thing called Edom Zomim. It
should be standard form. Right, time witnesses come.
Okay. Right, because when I said it's impossible to give them hasra, you're probably like, what? Why? Why not? Give them hasra. You can just remind them.
Right.
However, you're about to give testimony, so this is what's going to happen. So if it's a day before or an hour before, what's going to happen? Right, Amrei Yishtolin. They're gonna say we forgot. They're gonna say we forgot about it already. We weren't thinking about it now when it was time to give the testimony. So Nisibruhu B'Shas Maisa. And what if you said you make it standard? A person comes in. Okay, here's the deal. It says Maseches Makos. What's gonna happen to you if you do Edom Zomim? What's gonna happen? Parshi V'Lo Misade. So what's gonna happen? They're not gonna give it. They're if you scared them too much by giving them Hasra. So what's gonna happen? They're not gonna give the testimony. Right, they're gonna say, "Forget it, I don't need this." Right, so Rashi says, "Pirshe velo mesade, afilo emes." Right, even if they're telling the truth, ho va'anu chashude beinechem ma'alana velatzara. They're gonna say, "What do you need? What do we need you guys for?" Right, meaning there was this concern apparently that Edom have nothing to gain and everything to lose. Right, what's they're being nice guys. Right, they're coming in to help out. Right, so this guy comes in. He by definition, he must not. If he has something to gain, he shouldn't be there. Right, then he's not qualified to be a witness. So it's everything to gain, nothing to gain, everything to lose. And he shows up, and you give him this like long list of what's going to happen to him if he testifies falsely. So he said, "Forget it. I'm not gonna do this." right? So, okay. So, what else? What are other options? Nisir behula basof? Maybe I can give him the testimony, give him a hasra after they already testified. Well, my dehav hava, that's too late. It already happened, right? So, the point being, that's the reason why this idea of giving Edom a hasra beforehand for Edom Zomen, it's not really possible. Because we presume that either it's too early or it's going to be too late, and even if it's on time, it's going to scare them away. Okay.
So, what happened? Yeah. If you see some guy like packing a gun in an overnight bag and you warn him that, hey, you're going to kill somebody 2 days before he kills them.
Yeah, that doesn't work. In general, Hasra has to be like, we're going to see, maybe even Tocha de Dibor has to be really, really super close to the action. And otherwise, it's not considered a valid Hasra. Yeah, that's why it's so hard to kill somebody in Beis Din, right? Because the chances of the person getting the Hasra... In the Din of Hasra, also we find that like the person has to like respond. Like I'm an asking and I'll do it anyways, right? Like it's so difficult for the Hasra to really be chal. One of them is because the Hasra can't be given a day early, right? It has to be given right samach, right connected to the action. Fine. So, but the bottom line is at this point we're assuming that this is going to be a problem because it's never. Not a problem, but that's the reason why the whole construct of Edom Zomen always is, you pay, you don't get malchus. That's the assumption. So for this reason, because it's impossible to get hasra. So maskev la'abayis is, what do you mean? V'nisya behu b'soch ha'dibor. What do you mean? Do what you always do. Give the warning just before he speaks, right? Toch ha'dibor is always the amount of time it takes to say, Shalom aleichem Rebbe. So give it then. Why not do that? So maskev la'arav achav reder v'yika, v'nisya behu me'ikara, Vinirbis behu remuze. So Rav Acham Ika says, well, I'll tell you another thing you could do. You could give the testimony ahead of time, and while he's actually testifying, you could be merames. You can start like making gestures and reminding him, like if you do this, like we're gonna don't forget what's gonna happen to you
during
the testimony. Yeah, Rashi says Vinirbas remuze. It's the bottom skinny line. Rashi says, "B'shas ha'idos nirmos lahem remozim al hasra laskiram ubaloshan rach shleak pidu." We should say it calmly, right? So, meaning you give them the test, you send them, you know, like the sign-in forms, you know, ahead of time, and you let them know what all those requirements are. And one of them is if you're Eid Zomim, this is going to happen to you, but that's like the day before, right? And then when it comes time to actual Eidos, so then you like remind them, like, by the way, like this is what's going to happen to you if you mess this up, right? But you do it also calmly, you do it nicely. You have to choose your representative of Beis Din carefully, so it's a person who's not going to scare away the Edom. But if you do it that way, it should be okay. So Hada Amr Abaye Lav Milsahi Da Amre. So Abaye then said, you know what, and for whatever one of these two reasons, Abaye said, you know what, you're right. This doesn't matter. What I said is not correct. Lav Milsahi Da Amre. What I said is not correct. Okay, so therefore you try something else. Isach adaitach edim zomin tzrichin asra, right? Kilo masrinem behu lo kalin lehu. Right, because if it was really true that edim zomin need hasra, so then when you didn't give hasra, right, you wouldn't be able to kill them, right? But mi kimidei the inu bo kato below hasra the inu bo hasra, right? Meaning, but the rule is in general, what is the ed zomin trying to do to the other person? You're trying to kill them without hasra. All right, what did the guy do? Well, he didn't do anything. But come in and say, you know, Reuven killed Shimon, right? And did Reuven have Hasra? Certainly didn't have Hasra. Reuven didn't even kill Shimon. Right? But they're trying to kill Reuven without giving any Hasra, right? And then you say, oh, but we can't kill them because they didn't have Hasra, right? That's not fair. That's not Kasher Zama, Mamish is. What you did to somebody else, you tried to kill without Hasra, so you should also get killed without Hasra, right? How about Yim, Asisim Lo, Kasher Zama, Laso, Slachim, Veleika? That's not going to work, right? So basically, Abaye says it isn't true, right? And really, you can't say the reason you can't give them the reason why Eidim Zomim pay and don't get malchus is not because they can't get hasra, right? That's not correct.
That's two different. The killing them because they tried to kill someone else is the Zomim punishment,
right?
Malchus is the false testimony punishment, so they're
But the point still is you're connecting the whole thing. If you're saying it's because they don't have a straw,
yeah, but then they shouldn't have to pay the fine. They shouldn't have to pay either in the situation where it's monetary, because if they're trying to get somebody to lose $100,
they're trying to get him to pay. So they have to pay.
Right.
Yeah.
So they shouldn't have to do that because there's no hasra for that.
But you're right, but there is no hasra. The point is that there is no hasra. Abayah is saying, I'm wrong. Okay. Right? Really, the truth is that Edim Zomin never need hasra.
Okay.
Right, that's his point, right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the conclusion there.
But they never,
yeah.
Right. Really, I'm wrong, said Abayah. They never need hasra.
He's back
now. Right. So Maskev Lor of Yirmiya, Elamayatim, and Grusha Ben Chalutza, the Lomi Kasher Zomim comes from the Bayasra. Right? If that's true, says Rav Salman Bar of Yirmiyah, but then what about the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? We talked about the case last time, right? They give testimony about someone, something that's never going to happen to them, right? We don't make them. If a person is a Ben Grusha, we say that their father was really a Kohen who married a Grusha, and now the guy's a Halal, so we don't turn, if the Edim do that, try to make that testimony to somebody else, we don't make them into a Halal, right? We don't do that,
right?
So in that case, that's not learned from Kasher Zamam, right? Because it's not really Kasher Zamam, you're not going to really do that to them. And nevertheless, so in that case, libay asra, then you should require asra, because your whole reason for not requiring asra is because it's not something that is shayach to the other person. In this case, you know, the whole thing's not shayach, so maybe it shouldn't apply. So amakra mishpat echad yelachem mishpat hashav elokochem. Right. So the pasuk says, no, it should be mishpat echad. Right. It's gonna be the same din, meaning that if just like in some cases you don't need asra, then we don't require asra in any of the cases. So the bottom line is, Abaye kind of steps back and at the end of the day says, this whole rule of Edim Zomim needing paying money and not getting malchus is not because, you know, they're not b'nei hasra and inhu. It's the whole construct is not a scenario where they're never going to get hasra. So he kind of backs up for that reason. So
we had a good proof for the source.
Yes. Correct. Exactly. Okay. Let's stop here.